Hello.
Hello, my name is Alexis, and I was returning a call to this number from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I needed to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to follow my travel line. For some reason, I was coming to my wrong, even though the lady changed that and everything. So I just have to tell you.
Repeat that for me one more time,
Oh.
sir.
I tried to file it online when I asked that look from an unemployment office, and then every time I try to do it online, it's always asking for a PIN, and it's always saying my PIN wrong. And the lady redid it and everything, and it still talks about that's the wrong PIN. So I just decided to do it online. Well, call y'all so you still file it.
Yes, sir. May I have
64.
your social?
41. 2987. This is Corey Young
Verify
speaking.
your first and
Dial
last
Tyson
name and
Lit.
date of birth.
And my birthday is February 27, 1994. It's 8 4
And verify your
0 0
driver's license
five
number.
4 9.
What was your last day at work, sir?
Twenty-fifth. I'm at May the 25th. Think next week, next Thursday,
Okay.
is
And
the
when do you
last
receive
day I
your
get a
last
paycheck,
paycheck? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty
English.
speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? What is your preferred
No, ma'am.
language? Do you consider
No, ma'am.
yourself disabled? Did you serve in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Direct deposit.
If you are approved for payments, would you like your payments direct
PNC.
deposit or would you like to receive a benefits card? Okay, what is the name of your bank? You can go ahead with your routing and account number, sir.
The account number is 304-643-5783. Is 083-000-108.
Okay, and you're routing.
It's 316A Seabreeze Court. Well, it's 316 Seabreeze. And the apartment is 316A.
May I have your mailing
And zip
address?
code is, sorry, it's 316 Seabreeze Court, apartment 316A.
Your telephone is breaking up, sir.
And the zip code is 36609. Mobile, Alabama. And the zip code is 36609.
was the city in Zil?
Yes, ma'am. It's 251-301-3018.
Has your address changed in the last year? May I have a good telephone number for you?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Excuse me. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government or served active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you been mentally and physically able to work? Do you work for yourself own a business? Are you working solo on commission,
yes,
or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work? Have you applied for, will you be receiving a pension or any workers' comp? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
11 or 12. Probably 11. What you said, ma'am? No, ma'am.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring call? Do you obtain work through a union hiring call? And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
I was a Walmart associate. Yes, ma'am.
What was your job title?
It was September the 14th, 2021.
And you said it was for Walmart?
Mobile.
When did you start working at Walmart? What city did you work in?
It's 251.
May I have that Walmart location telephone number?
73. No, ma'am. Altercation with a customer. It was just a little minor words, wasn't then serious.
Will you be receiving any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? And why are you no longer working there?
No, ma'am. It was, I know her first name was Kenya. It was Kenya and Taylor. But I can't remember their last name.
Did they warn you about this act similar to this prior to your discharge? What was the name of the person who terminated you?
Wasn't really nothing I can really do. I just worked and eventually they called me to the office and basically let me know that I was terminated because of the altercation. Because it said something that it went against company guidelines or something because of the customer or whatever. So they ain't really, yeah, I really don't know nothing I can really do.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to the termination?
No, ma'am. I think it was 8794. At least that's what she tried to change it to. But when I tried it online, they say it was wrong.
Would you like 10% taken out for taxes? Okay. And could you write down your PIN number for me?
Hello.
That will be your new PIN number, 8794, excuse me. And you will use that PIN number on this upcoming Sunday to start filing your weekly certifications. You must file your weekly certifications every Sunday before 5 p.m. And the number to call is 752-7389. Yes, sir. And again, you're going to call every Sunday before 5 p.m. in order to claim your benefits each week. It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim, but for a discharge, sir, it will surpass that time frame due to them having to investigate. So it will be longer than a 2 to 3 week time period. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require